For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU men's hockey team, winner in 3-3 overtime last night, joined by the goal scorer, Charlie O'Connor. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How much did you have to shoot at there?
I saw a little glove open, obviously. So I shot it, and as I was releasing it, he got a stick on me, so I might have threw off the goalie a little bit, but that's where I was going to shoot it, and ended up in the back of the net.
3-3's got a lot of open ice and a lot of chaos. How do you just calm down and think a little, because you do have time to do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you have nothing and you're in zone, you could always take it out of the zone and get a line change, get fresh legs out there, move. If you don't like anything, you could always take the puck back in the neutral zone.
First period, you guys didn't play great, but you certainly got better as the night went on. In your mind, what'd you do best last night after the second and third?
Well, I think in the second and third, we got after their D. We got pucks deep. We used our speed in the first period. It felt like we were kind of hesitant, and we didn't really weren't really sure what to do. And we just simplified in the second and third.
Your power play has been so good this year. They defend well. I get that. But you guys didn't get a whole lot of end zone time there in that first power play that you had. And certainly the second one, that'd be a great time to get a power play goal. So what needs to get better tonight?
Just getting the puck in their zone. With that second power play last night, like you said, we had a couple chances there. They just pressure on everything. So we just need to move the puck quick. We need to focus on just getting the puck in the zone and moving it quick and tiring out their penalty kill.
This is by far the biggest matchup you guys have had this year. Most on the line, certainly. North Dakota's a good team too, but no points on the line. Do you like how your young guys responded to what the Mavericks were ringing?
Oh, absolutely. Whenever you have two freshman D and two sophomore D playing like they're playing right now, it's a big boost for us. It's what's anchoring us right now, and all the older guys pick them up, and they pick us up too, because they're so energetic, and they move the puck well, and we just build off that.
Billet's goal is a big one. What was the bench like when he got back there?
Oh, it was awesome. As his first career, just congrats, and let's get back after it.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.